Greetings in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for coming and being with us this morning. May the Lord mightily bless you. May His grace abound even upon your life. Today is Mother's Day. Can we give our appreciation as we give thanks to the Lord for mothers? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to celebrate our mothers. Hallelujah. The book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helper comparable for him. Hallelujah. My message is a continuation from the previous message, so you are welcome to listen to the first message. We were talking about the purpose and the reason why God created women and in particular mothers.
That
women may become mothers. And today we are grateful we have mothers in our midst. The Bible says it is not good that a man should be alone. And so mothers are good. The Bible says it's not good. So mothers are good. And the word good simply means pleasant. Can you look at your neighbor and say, mothers are pleasant. Mothers are beautiful. Mothers are excellent. Mothers are lovely. Mothers are delightful. Mothers are convenient. Mothers are joyful. And mothers are fruitful. Mothers are precious. Mothers are sound. Mothers are cheerful. Mothers are kind. Mothers are correct. And mothers are righteous. Hallelujah. You might not like your mother for whatever reason. But I want to challenge you today that as we come to celebrate, I want to challenge you that there's something good in mothers. Not all of our mothers have been good according to our sight.
The
doctor was just reminding me of the common statement of a mother who said, I can never ana.
To
say, I do not have children. Hakina bana. It's a sad story. Hallelujah. So God saw it fit that we should have mothers. Mothers bring completeness. Mothers bring companionship. Mothers bring wholeness in our own life. And therefore, if you have missed this part, the Bible teaches that God is a father to the fatherless.
Is a
husband to widows. So you can find companionship with him. So be delightful. As a mother, be delightful. As a mother, be beautiful. As a mother, be pleasant. As a mother, be lovely. As a mother, be delightful. There are mothers you can't share with them. Because if you share with them, it's the beginning of your destruction. May the Lord have mercy. I said, may the Lord have mercy. I told the story of a mother who didn't like that the son should get married. Who said,
I raised him hard.
May this not be the statement of your mother. Mothers are pleasant. Don't become a witch. Don't become an unpleasant person. Don't make your demands unreasonable. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. He says, I will make him a helper comparable for him. Hallelujah. So God, a woman, I said earlier, the woman has a purpose why she exists. The woman doesn't come without purpose. Dr. Miles Monroe said, where purpose is not known, purpose is inevitable. Destruction is inevitable. So much of the struggle that many women or mothers have is because they miss the purpose and the mission that God has called them unto. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, the Genesis says, and the Lord said, it is not good that men should be alone. To exist by himself. To be. Hallelujah. Man cannot become. That's what that word means. That it's not good that men should be alone. This is why we say to women, don't babysit your boyfriend and hope he will be a husband. You can be a baby mama, but you might never be a wife and a mother. Because you are babysitting somebody who's supposed to make you a mother. Imagine somebody to become. So the mission of God from the beginning have wanted you to make him to become. For the men to be done. There are a lot of men who are not done. You see, the strength of a man is seen after he gets married. That can he turn this woman to become the mother, to become a lovely person? And you as a woman desire to be turned to become lovely. Is to make the man to happen. The best, the greatest of mothers is to take the best out of us. The greatest of mothers is to draw from within us the best of the person we could be. Are you listening? The best that a mother could do, or a woman could bring to a man who's making her a mother, is to make the man to be a finished product. The kindness, the softness, the tenderness of a man come from a motherly attitude.
Hey.
To be a mother is a timeless calling of God. And is an ever-present help of God to the people. Are you listening? God intends to bless the mothers. God intends to bless the mothers. And the best way to bless them is to make them timeless. But there are children that curse their mothers because their mothers have become something else. Or the children have become something else. I'm not talking to somebody. The mother is an ever-present help. The word that we read there says, I will make him a helper. An ever-present help. The mother is an ever-present help. She might not be able to give you the money or the clothes, but the wisdom, the guidance, Her tenacity for your success and breakthrough shows you that she's ever there in the midst of failure. She'll always be there.
Amen.
So she takes the character and the life of the Spirit of God. Are you here? So God made a woman, and in particular a mother, so that the best of the men can come. God wanted a family. God wanted a person to look like. And so God created men in his own image. And in his own image, he makes sure that the woman completes the man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
Book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
Hebrews 1 verse 3. Who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yo ka khalela gagwe le ka semo sa gagwe a tsamaiseng dilo ka lentswe le matla gagwe o ile a tsaya dibetsa rona a dira mo go yena mme a nna mo letsogong la mojala la Modimo.
So man is the brightness of God's glory.
Ka jalo monna ke khalelelo ya.
The express image of himself. The calling of the mother, the calling of a woman is to bring the brightness of the glory of their children, the brightness of the glory of their husband, the brightness of the glory of those that God has given under their care, to create an expression that gives a true picture of who God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, to be a mother is a very unique place. And I want you to have that. I was saying the other time, learn the attributes of the Holy Spirit. Because that word paraclete is the same word that is being used. Stand by, the one that is by your side, the one that guides, the one that directs, the one that enlightens. So it's not a small task that God has given to you. And at the end of time, I gave an example earlier that we saw a video that went viral after a pension or a grant, a pension grant was paid. The children fought and beat their mother, demanding that pension. They should receive the pension. To show the lack of understanding, the curse, the children have become a curse to their mother. Not that the brightness of the glory. When things have gone well, you become the brightness of the glory of your mother, the brightness of your upbringing. We see it when you become an adult. The express image of the person of God. Am I talking to somebody? Are you here this morning? Mothers have a special place in God. Hallelujah. So God is obligated. It says the mother is a helper. It says I will make him a helper. God have sent our mothers as helpers. God has sent mothers to assist and to build us. To express the true love of God. That's why we talk about the brightness of his glory. The express image of his person. I said Satan has wanted to sabotage. Satan has wanted to sabotage the purpose and the mission of God. To derail the woman from the calling and the purposes of God. Are you listening?
Amen.
Are you here this morning? God has a plan for your life. God has an intent for your life. God wants to move you forward in the name of Jesus. God wants to establish you in the name of Jesus. God wants to show forth His power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants to express His love for you. So as a mother, don't allow the Jezebelic spirit to come into your heart. The fight to death. Fighting against the purposes and the intents of God. Do not be a self-willed woman. Do not be a self-driven woman. Be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Do not keep a bad company. Pastor K was in a company of business. Somebody told us that the businesswoman said to this woman, and this woman was a pastor's wife. They said to the woman, if you want to succeed in business, forget about marriage. Forget about family. Forget about children. Mercy. And unfortunately today, women has become tomboys. They become self-willed. They are becoming manly. They are very aggressive. They have missed their purpose. I was saying to somebody, listen, we like your femininity. We like you being a female. We like your girlishness. We like your girlishness, not your masculinity. You don't have to stand for yourself. There is a power that is already in you. You tame everywhere you arrive. You can tame the environment by your personality. Because it's the grace that is upon your life. Now, when you have to act what you are not, you always have to dress up. I remember some years ago, there was something on TV, Lady Boss or Boss Lady. It's a contradiction, it's an oxymoron. Because women are not masculine. You shouldn't appear, you shouldn't rule by fear. That's the trade of men. Your grace must come out. Your gracefulness, the attributes of the Spirit must be made manifest upon your life as a mother. And God will come true for you. But don't stand. I will stand for myself. Because at the end of the day, you are standing for your own self-destruction. You will see the difficulty and the challenges that comes with independence. Somebody said we chose independence. People talk about South Africa. That after 30 years, the black people have failed. You are not applying your mind. You lack understanding. 90 to 95% of our population is semi-literate. They left the hospital intentionally with the janitor. The cleaner has become the superintendent of the hospital. What do you expect? And the only thing that we know is tribalism and nepotism. So we have not learned governance. We have not been taught. So don't ever be deceived that, 30 years is enough. If it has taken people 300 years to be in South Africa and still believe they are the only people who should live by them, it shows you the level of demonic oppression, the level of darkness that is in men. If the white man still believes, I can save South Africa. Something's wrong with their thinking.
Because
it's the way you think. Somebody says, oh, where is black excellence? I was saying to somebody, you are much in a hurry. The people say Rome was not built in a day. So if we are going to build a powerful life, mothers are going to build an effective system. Families are going to rise. We have to be aware that we come from a broken system. We have to know that it is designed that we should fail.
Hey,
the church is quiet. Nobody saying amen. Yeah, you'll be deceived. You see, propaganda tells you that you have failed.
Propaganda
30 years is a small time. To make much change. No, it's a small 30 years. They say you need 5 generations if you are fortunate, 4 generations. You are just on the first generation of the most illiterate and trained. The fact that somebody has a doctorate doesn't make them skilled to govern. It's not education, it's a skill. To be a mother is a skill. You have to be trained to be a mother. You have to be taught to be compassionate. Yes, young girls who have children, parents, good parents, force them to take care of their children. So that they don't grow like life is free. So New South Africa, don't be deceived where we are early days. We are in freedom. It's coming. But what sacrifice? What pay have you paid? What is the sacrifice you have given? You see, the deception you have is that you are the only one who's educated. And so you're assuming all of us are educated. And to show that your education is not working, you look at your indebtedness. That you have money consistently, but you don't have money. You are being paid monthly, but you have no money. So your emancipation has not yet come. Even though you claim to be enlightened, you have become a slave yourself. Am I telling somebody? So I'm saying, don't be in a hurry. Tell your neighbor, don't be in a hurry. Yeah, people look at themselves and say, life is not working. My little life, I've come to learn. That is the small things that change lives. People are expecting a big change. It's your crime can be stopped now. If you decide, I'm not buying anything stolen. Second hand, I'm not buying because I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Second hand.
These are the things we support. Am I talking to somebody? So I'm saying we are going for elections. Don't allow propaganda. Use sense.
Yes, use sense.
You see, I said earlier, your aunts can be fighting among themselves. Making children to compete among themselves. That this one is better than the other. The rich aunt and the poor aunt. We have the poor dead and the rich dead. It's a deception. It's a distraction. So I'm saying, do not be derailed. Don't be in a hurry. It takes time to build. We've been here in the city. We've been building for years. Oh, we are not in a hurry. Oh, the church was here before we came. after we have left, the church will still be here. The question is, what choice and decision have you made? The same way, like every mother, what choice and decision? All the things that will make you to succeed is the hard choices that you are making. If you are choosing the easy way, just know that it might not be easy.
Yes.
Many people choose the easy way. Most people choose the lighter path. Most people, they are like water. They will not stand their ground. They are like a chameleon. They change color by moment, by circumstance. Mother, stand your ground. I remember I witnessed a mother who was raising boys. And the boys were wild. He went for one of them. I'm talking an adult male. I've never seen a man being beaten that way. The mother hit the boy with the forehead. Head by head. I'm telling you, the boy was knocked out and said, I'll kill you. And I realized that this mother had an understanding of agency. That if things are going to change, there's going to be a sacrifice. The pain, the boy is not the one who got the pain. The mother as well got a pain with a headbutt. The advantage of the mother is that the mother intended the headbutt. The boy didn't know about it. So you cannot change things until you take a decision. I'm making a sacrifice. I'm laying down the best of my life. Most people don't want to live the best of their life. Most people want their freedom. I want to be free. I want to do what I want. There are mothers who fail to raise their children. And therefore they will suffer greatly. Because in their old age, they will discover they sacrifice the most important thing. May the Lord have mercy. I said, may the Lord have mercy. So don't allow Satan to derail you. The call for mothers. Second chapter of the book of Luke 36 to 38. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years with her virginity.
It says here,
and this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings, prayers, night and day. And the Bible says, and coming in that instant, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So mothers are tremendous intercessors. And if you have not started, start now. People are thinking they are good parents, they raise good children. I say you play games. Most parents believe that their educated children is them who educated them.
But
somebody was talking about madness. How easy it is to become mad? How easy it is to become insane? One person was trying to explain. He says, it's as thick as your hair. He says, as you stretch it, if it breaks, That's how quick you can become mad just now. So, without prayer, prayer is necessary for mothers. Intercession is necessary for mothers. Children have become because of the prayers that have been made by mothers. Mothers have stood the test of time. When everything else falls apart, it is the mother who picks everything together. And without prayer, without intercession, it becomes impossible or difficult. I've seen women become drunkard, addicted to substances. Being overwhelmed by the task of raising children by themselves. But I want to say, mother, become an intercessor. Stand in prayer. Call upon the name of the Lord and God will be with you. And let your intercession be prophetic. Have a prophetic action in your prayers. Most people like to come to prayer, but they don't bring their children along. There are road signs. They are road signs. I want to challenge you this morning as a mother. Don't leave your children behind. You see, when your child, as a mother, when your child turns 16, you can call him boy, he will not respond. You can call him my boss, he will not respond. Because when they turn 16, something crosses their mind. They become too strong to be managed by a woman. They become too strong to direct their mother. I remember one day I was watching one of our children here in church, speaking to the mother. I took a position. I said, you will not do this in front of me. And I said to the mother, this is not your husband. I said, it's not your husband. You cannot take instruction from the boy. But the mistake is, what do we inculcate? If we don't do prophetic action, we don't take our children alone. Some of you left your children at home watching television as you are talking. They've gone to play soccer. They've gone to play school activity today. I remember I became a governing member. Most of you don't know. I've been a parent. I've been doing governing, what do you call it? School governing body. I've done it. While I was coming, you never knew. I never showed up. I never lost the place. I told the school, this day and this day are not available. I will not be there. And my children will not be there. I told them, Sunday is for God. Not, I will not even tell you I'll come after church. I will not show. It's a no show. Sunday is a no show. I'm not coming. I won't be there. You won't see me. Not that I'm a pastor, but I'm directing my children in the way of the Lord. And I told them, Wednesdays, I won't attend any meeting you do on Wednesday. I say, you have Saturday? You better compete with funerals. You better make your meetings in the afternoon if you want my attendance. And I said, I will not show. I will not be there. I said, Wednesday, I go to prayer. I take my children to prayer. I will not attend your meetings. I'm part of the governing body. The 2 years I served as a governing member, they never had a meeting on the days that I asked. I'm saying to you, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. It's up to you. As a mother, it's up to you. As a father, make prophetic action. Take your children along. They are growing. Their life are changing. You might not see the change. You will see in time. By the time they turn 16, their life will be different. They might fall by the side, they always experiment. But they will come back to the true north. Because that's all that they know. There will be a longing deep down in their heart. Samuel, it was not a mistake that Samuel could hear voices. It was not a mistake that Samuel could respond. Because Samuel had a mother who had a spirit to say, as for me, Joshua said, as for me and my house, who will serve the Lord. That is a choice and a decision every mother, every family should make. Your compromise will eat you later. Yeah, you will pay for it. Yeah, you'll be old. And none of your children will be there. I was talking to one of the West Africans. People from West Africa. There is a tremendous curse in West Africa. A vicious curse. When people get educated, they leave their country. And they take it as prestige. It's a curse. They take it as a... All the prayers they pray, they are praying for a vista to escape. Is a curse that is coming to eat them. Because liberty and freedom will never come. The parents are not willing for their children to suffer. Now the sad part about it is that when they are old, they now bury their parents 6 months, 12 months after they are dead. Because all the children are at large. They change it, they say it's an honor. The land is vomiting its own children. I don't know your hearing. I say it's a vicious curse I've seen in West Africa. The same people who claim they are spiritual. When they get better, they leave. Yes. When they are old, they are frail. They have no one to take care. You should look at Matotla, Abon. Just, oh man. Our villages are better. We are among the poorest in Africa. Don't be deceived by your staying in the flat here. We are among the poorest in the continent, even Mozambique and Zimbabweans are more richer than us. I know you are deceived. And part of it is because you don't travel. Yeah, if you are humble, you will learn. But I know the only part is to criticize. But they are plagued by a curse. The mothers has failed to do prophetic action upon their children. To pour the love for themselves. The love for their own country. The love for themselves. To raise their children in their own land. To speak their own native language. Let's not go there. So, it's up to you. So, mothers have a tremendous... I don't mind if you want to go overseas. South Africa, you can go and explore. Go overseas. Somebody many years ago said, why don't you come and stay with us in the UK? Things are free. Your children will go to school for free. Healthcare is free. I told him, I said, I pay for all those things myself. I have passed the stage of a beggar and a slave. Mother, be strong enough to teach your children. I shared a message some years ago. I said, it's good to get an RDP. But RDP has a curse in it. It takes away your pride. It takes away your person. It takes away your dignity. It takes away your self-reliance. I was listening to one politician and he was saying to our people, I say, you are making us stupid. He says, our government, I said, this is not about your government. This is a universal right in South Africa. It doesn't matter who comes into government. people will still get Mudende. People will still get free electricity and water. RDP homes will still be built. Unless the law is changed. I don't know you are listening. It is the duty of the mother to inculcate dignity. In your struggle, have honor. Young woman, in your struggle, have honor. Yes, don't have a sugar daddy and say you are prospering, you are breaking through. Have dignity. And so to the mothers, you are the one who inculcate dignity into the life of your children. Because if you take it away, they will have nothing. But you will be the one who will have nothing. At the end, when everything comes to an end, I was talking to one minister, a very powerful man of God. He said to me, "Why are you still in the city? There is no money in the city. There is only children." And I say, it's true. Everything you say, all of the above is true. But that's where I'm called to. My suffering is with children. But children don't remain children permanently. Children do grow. And children do mature. Inculcate responsibility and maturity in them. That when you grow up, it is for you to take care of your own. It's for you to be proud that this is where I come from. I'm reminded of a boy, his father died. In the village, in a mad house. And he told friends that it was his uncle. Where is your pride? Where is your honor? It's not surprising that you are living to impress. So it is the duty of the mothers to teach you not to live a false life. Not to put on a wig you can't afford. Not to put on a suit that is hired. Not to create an impression that doesn't exist. And then you struggle with schizophrenia. Because now your personality is split. When we want to come to your house, you block us at the gate. The impression you gave was wrong. You received the wrong upbringing. Your mother has failed. Or you are failing your mother who have taught you well. I don't know where you get this spirit. So I'm challenging you. Make up your mind. To have dignity. To have honor. To love yourself. South Africa needs South Africans. You can complain about foreigners as much as you like. They'll be coming in their flats. There's opportunity here. Much greater opportunity than where they are. But the other part is that you are the one who could build. The problem you have is that you have been raised with bitterness. Let's leave it. We'll talk about it if we have the time. Before they tell me my time is finished. Number one. Mothers, women. They are chosen and preferred. By God. To raise sons for Him. The Bible says all generations shall call you blessed. You become a matriarch. The delight and the love of all of your family members. You become the center of excitement. A place of comfort. A mother in Israel. Luke chapter 1 verse 46-48. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. May you as a mother, may your soul magnify the Lord." Mother is supposed to happen within a family. But today we know we have single parent household. Magnify the Lord in your struggles. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things He suffered. There is suffering in bringing children up. There is suffering in growing people up. There is suffering in contributing and giving your life.
It's not free.
But I want every mother to have this understanding. Says, my soul magnifies the Lord. May your soul magnify the Lord that you have been given a chance to raise a generation for God. To raise an offspring for God. The dignity that you give to each and every child should be such that they will have honor. When I said, be a prophetic action mother. When things are tough, call the children. Let us pray and ask the Lord to help us. Magnify the Lord in your struggles. I remember one time we were eating at home. There was nothing. Both my mom and dad were not working.
It
was during the time of disinvestment in South Africa. The years of struggle. We're eating pap with water. No sugar, nothing. And I remember what my mother said.
She
said, eat. When you play there, nobody will see what is in your stomach.
She said, eat,
force it down. Just drop it down. Nobody will see it. We learn character from the struggles that we went through with our parents. A mother should inculcate that pride. Become a matriarch. Become the glory of your children and your grandchildren. It says, and my spirit rejoiceth in my God and my Savior. May it be so with every mother in this place in the name of Jesus. May you be able to say, my soul magnifies the Lord and I rejoice in my God and my Savior. Because you have seen God's grace and God's help upon your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For he has regarded the lowly estate of his maidservant. Every mother, regardless of how the child was born, God has entrusted this to you. Joseph says something powerful. He said, what you intended against me was evil. But God has turned it for my good. What you intend. You know, sometimes to become pregnant as a young woman. To become a mother. It's a killer's heel. You will suffer. Some of us, our mothers will be merciless. They will tell you, oh, omosadiano.
They will tell you, you're a woman now. You know a man.
See to finish how you go about it. I celebrate mothers that take their children back to school. And do their level best to raise their girl children to become stable and able. There are a lot of mothers who have done it. And they deserve the honor and the recognition. If you knew what your mother has to go through, I shared the other time that if you knew what your mother has to go through, you'll be ashamed. Yeah. There is a lot of women go through. To make sure that you eat. Some of the things we hear that are shameful is because of the burden that has been brought upon them. The abandonment by their own lovely husbands. The abandonment by their own family members. Who are supposed to support them? Mothers who, when their husband, widows who, when their husband died, the relatives of their husband came and dispossessed them. So your mother is chosen, and I want you as a woman to know that you are chosen and preferred by God to raise us, to raise children. And some of the best children come from the single parent headed household. How God has done it is marvelous, it's amazing. And from the family that children are raised by both parents, Their failure is spectacular. The father and the mother both have not done so well. May the grace of the Lord be with you. So mothers are significant. And so I want you, the Bible says, henceforth, generation will call you blessed. So I want you as a mother to know that there's going to be a time when you are called blessed. People will come and say, oh, you are blessed, your children. All your children, they are obedient. All your children are listening. All your children are kind. Mother, you have done a good work. Mother, you have contributed. Don't forget, the first few years of a child is the impact and the influence of the mother. So I want you to fight against bitterness as a woman and as a mother. Because bitterness is transferred to your own children. When bitterness is transferred to your own children, you have spoiled your own future, because when they grow, that bitterness is what they bring back. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Man will reap what he has sown. So, as a mother, be honorable. Be lovely. Show forth grace. Show forth the power of God. And God will move you to a higher dimension. After you have suffered and given the best of yourself, God will give you the grace. Do not allow your bitterness to be transferred to your children. Teach your children dignity and honor. I gave an example earlier, that my mother had a neighbor who was difficult. And so some days when we greet, she will say, "Bana baba loy."
She will say that your
some days when we greet, we'll say, "Ditlotlwane, tswang mo." And so that was the lifestyle we suffered. And one day, we were passing and we decided we are not greeting.
Anyway,
we avoided greeting as much as it was possible. But my mother saw us not
greeting.
And my mother says, why did you not greet? And so we are trying to explain, this woman doesn't like us, doesn't like you. And my mother said, you are children. Go back. Apologize. And greet. Hey. We had to go back. Apologize. We recognize we passed you without greeting. Will you please forgive us? Good morning. And the woman that day changed. I said, you are good children. She spoke so well of us. Even ourselves, we were shocked that such good things could be said. The decision that my mother took changed. So we don't carry the bitterness that our parents carry. She didn't transfer her discord into our hearts. We were saved from the bitterness and the discord that exists. Within families, fight the bitterness between brother and sister. Fight the bitterness between yourself as siblings. The competition between children makes people bitter, unappreciative. It's sad that siblings don't talk to each other because they fail to receive the truth of their mother. Mary and Elizabeth showed strength and resolve to fulfill the purpose of God. They were both led by the Spirit. They were led by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, those who are led by the Spirit, they will not gratify, they will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So fight your nature to fight back. Mother, fight the nature to fight back. Be led by the Spirit. Think about Mary. Think about Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
The scorn they went through. They raised their children. They understood the purpose and the mission of God. They understood their place in the frame of time. May the same be true of your mother in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God sent Jesus to be raised by a mother, by a woman. To be influenced and impacted by a woman. By a mother. May the same be true of you. Judges 5:7. It says, village life ceased. It ceased in Israel when I, Deborah, arose. Arose a mother in Israel. So these two women, they took their place when other women were looking for easy ways. They took it upon themselves. And they stood to their ground. Most women work 10 times more. Single parent women are worse. The burden is far too much. You have to do everything for the children. Their fathers are never present. Their fathers don't support. You don't get moral support from your parents, from your family. Your punishment is permanent. You are never forgiven even when you have tried to make amends. You are perpetually reminded of your sin and your ill-fated decision. But I want you to be encouraged today that you will be a mother in Israel. That a day will come when you will be celebrated. That men will rise and say, you are a blessed woman among many. Hallelujah. So I want to challenge you today. Be a great mother. The fathers, be a powerful support. The brothers, be a powerful support. Any woman that you see with child, just know how difficult it is for them to care. I know of one woman who used to go to work and lock the child in the house. Because she has no one to take care of the child. And she had no money to pay to take the child to early learning center or any other person. This went on for years. The child will go to school, come back from school, and you will tell the child, if you don't hide yourself, social services will take you. Because you are abandoned, you are left alone in the afternoons. She couldn't afford after class. May the Lord have mercy among our mothers. May the Lord give you the grace to do more in the name of Jesus. While all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, every eye closed, every head bowed, I want to pray together with you. How worse will it be if the end of time comes and you are not found in God? You have suffered all these sufferings on earth, and there is still another suffering. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. In your struggle, God wants to go through your struggle with you. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. He says, come to me all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Today God wants to relieve you of your sin, of your shame. He says, come to me. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says, God has not sent his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Jesus the love of God. Behold Jesus, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. Today you can come to Jesus. Your sins will be forgiven. You'll be reconciled with God. You'll find your mission and your purpose again. So if you are here this morning and say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your right hand now and we'll pray together. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. Hands are going up. What about you? I want to make right with God. I want to experience God's fullness. I want to experience God's love. What about you? God has a calling. Your heart is speaking to you now. Your heart is pumping faster than usual. Your mind is being pushed. Lift up your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want to be reconciled with Him. I want to experience His power. I'm going to ask that the whole church stands on their feet. All those who lifted their hands, please come here on the altar. I want to pray with you. Can we stand as we give a powerful clap offering? All those who lifted their hands, come stand here. Look at me. I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want to be born again. I want to be forgiven. I want God's grace upon my life. I want the power of God. I want to experience His goodness and His mercy. May the grace of the Lord come upon you. As you choose Him, He's choosing you. As you lift up your hand, God is lifting up His hands upon your life. That this one is mine. That today you are set free. That today you are delivered from the power of the spirit of the air.
Hallelujah.
We are going to pray. I lifted my hand like you. I gave my life like you. In my day, I was a young boy. People said I was confused. I'm forever grateful I made that decision. The journey was not easy. Treacherous. People were banking that I will fail along the way. And truly, I tripped as many times as I walked. But God was gracious that there were men who will always come and encourage me to move forward. And today I want to give you the encouragement. It's not in your failure that discouragement should come. It's in your failure that shows you that you need God. It's in your struggle that you see I need God. It's in your difficulty that you see I can't do it by myself. And so the choice and the decision you have made is the right decision. So we're going to pray. Those on radio and those who are watching us on platforms, you can receive Jesus. We're going to lead in prayer. You can follow the prayer. And you can as well text us that you have received Jesus. We'll send you material that is necessary. I'll ask those who are standing here on the altar, if you can lift up both of your hands as a sign of surrender to God. I'll ask of you to follow me in prayer. The whole church, please, can you join us? Can you say, Father? Say it again, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today for the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. I thank you today that you sent Jesus to die for me. I receive His sacrifice as my life. I give myself. I give my life to Jesus. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. With my own heart, I believe that you raised Him from the dead. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your word says, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. Thank you, Lord, for this salvation that you have sent my way. can say, Satan, today I divorce you. I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. From this moment forward, I belong to Jesus. I love Jesus. I've chosen Jesus. I'm giving my life to Jesus. Satan, take what is yours. All that I am belongs to God in the name of Jesus. Can you say, Holy Spirit, come into my life, lead and guide me, even now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for this salvation. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.